Live.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
About 35 years ago, I was 18 years old, and I remember having a transformational period for over about 3 or 4 months where I was really touched by God a lot. I have what you could call waking visions. They weren't visual visions, but downloads. And I knew I had a mission to take on the globalists, and I knew that we would be successful in slowing down their beast system and have a great awakening. And then after that great awakening, then the Antichrist would rise somewhere off in the future. And that was what God laid on me to do, was to prepare the next big wave before the final wave and the final conflict. And I've been sharing that story for about 27 years on air and saying that the show would end up with the listeners and the guests and everything we did together would trigger the Great Awakening, and use that term that they now call it that officially. So I foresaw it all because I didn't foresee anything God told me. And there's a problem with this show. We cover so many earth-shaking, ultra-hardcore issues that all tie together, that when a particularly important issue comes out of all the rest, it tends to get lost in just the magnitude of everything else. There's a normalcy bias. And there's also the way a lot of people's thinking processes work. And as I've gotten older, I realized how different my thinking process is to a lot of people. A lot of people have similar thinking process to me. I said on yesterday's show, I already saw it happening, that when Trump presented Communist China working with the deep state, the Democrats stealing elections, that people are so pissed about Trump being in a lip lock with Israel that they would just flip out and say, we don't care about that. We only care about Israel, because people get target narcosis, or you call it psychosis, actually. That's in World War One, and then World War Two, they noticed that fighter bomber pilots would come into a train or troop convoy they were shooting, strafing, with cannons or machine guns and or dropping bombs, and sometimes they would just fly right into the train or right into the building or the target because they were just so focused on putting as many bullets as they could or artillery shells into it. If you don't know that, a lot of the planes had a little artillery cannon in the nose and would fire small artillery shells. I know a lot of you probably hear that and wouldn't know that. My problem with my brain is I think ahead of how people think, and it's very frustrating because most people don't have deep knowledge of wide spectrum things, and it's very frustrating to me to just know what's going to happen, know what's going to unfold. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, what he brought forward last night is all documented, all true. We already knew all of it. We've told you everything that was going to be released there, and it was exactly as we told you, because I know people that were in the briefings when Trump was briefed last November. I told you that then, and he should have brought it out earlier. And I also, we already knew by covering all the different election fraud over the years what was going on. And it just shows how Patrick Byrne and many others like Mike Lindell were dead on the entire time. So this is a big deal. And there are more people on X, I noticed, and I'm not mad at them. I'm just going to give some examples of it, obsessing over the Israel lobby that is just as powerful, maybe more powerful than China, when it comes to buying the politicians outright. So no one's denying that, and it doesn't take away from bad things Israel's doing and opposing that, to also know about predatory communist China. I know most of you know that. They're like, don't talk to us like we're 5 years old. Well, I'm talking to the 34% of the audience who are great people, but still just cannot talk about anything but Israel. And don't worry, we'll talk about Israel. China is our big adversary. There's 1.5 billion of them. They're run by communists. And they are eating our lunch, okay? And they're our main military foe. We're going to go through Trump's historic speech and break it down straight ahead.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
plane!
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the alexjonesstore.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 17th day of July, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm going to ask everybody listening on AM, FM stations, TV stations, watching, and on X, and on Rumble, watching us at Real Alex Jones on X, and AJN Live on X, and rumble.com/ Alex Jones Show Live, and those of you out there that are on alexjoneslive.com with all the feeds, to share those. I harp on that constantly because you got all the horsepower. You're the whole shooting match. You are the Paul Revere's. And I hope you look in the mirror and realize if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Okay. They are activating the AI control grid here and in Europe right now at grocery stores, parking garages, parks, inside your houses, the smart meters, your phones, everything. And I'm really glad people have gotten awake to flock. And that's because they're beginning to implement the tyranny of the AI system through that first. But I said, wait a few weeks. It's all starting to activate. And now the other stuff that's even worse, doesn't take away from Locke, is activating. Okay? And it ties into Oracle, Palantir, all of it, okay? Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, it's all racing. And that's just the Western systems. The Chinese ones, the communist ones, are even worse. So I have a big stack of articles, reports, documents, incredible video clips of where if you walk in a parking garage, it bills you for parking a car there. And it knows who you are, everything. Active, it goes into your credit card. This is AI surveillance, okay? So, and that's just one example, okay? And it's the Ring cameras, it's Amazon, but your phone is the key to all of it. Your phone is absolutely the key to all of it. And they're just intimidating everybody into this system and forcing people onto it. I saw another video where a man's been a member of Costco for a decade. And he went in, they looked at his card, scanned it, and said, oh, they need to talk to you over at the desk. He went over, they said, oh, we need you to update. We need you to get on the app. And he said, no. And then they said, we'll give you $40. Then he said, no. And then they said, well, we're going to deactivate your card. And he said, well, that's not in the terms of service. I want to talk to the manager. They said, oh, it's okay. And you know that's going on with everybody now. This is all about nudging you into these systems. They already, during the lockdowns at the UN level, said soon everyone will have to have a phone by law. If you don't have the money, they'll issue you one as part of your social credit score, universal basic income. And then you will have to face scan every time you leave your house. You won't be able to leave your house, your neighborhood, but 3 days a week. That's the model. Already they have congestion cameras in 15-minute cities in England and the Netherlands where this is happening. So you're like, well, I don't care about England or the Netherlands. 100% everything happening in Canada and Australia and all these places is 100% run by the globalists, standardized by the UN and Bill Gates and the communist Chinese in a consortium that came out again on Monday. We played Bill Gates talking about it, and he's been setting it up for 20 years. It's here. We're not in beta anymore. I'm getting chills right now. So I need to spend probably an hour on this today, okay? We need to do a deep dive on this because people need to know. And I think it's very healthy. People are going after Flock cameras. The CEO got caught in a huge lie saying we don't track people. We're not selling data. All lies. But you have to understand there's cameras by law in all the new cars watching you. They're hidden. They're just little dots, you know, in the looking right at your face in the dashboard. And it all goes back to AI, the Google glasses, the Meta glasses. All of it's AI, people watching you, total control. All the Alexas now have cameras. They're watching you. It's just, it's already set up. It's already in place, just like a bear trap. And then our foot's in it now, and they're closing it. And a millisecond, you know, in politics is a year. And so right now the jaws are closing. And then there's ways to deal with this, but people have to understand what it is and understand it's predatory and a master plan, part of the intergalactic communication system plan of 1959 developed by DARPA. And you go, that sounds like a Star Trek episode. That's just what it's called. Go look it up. Look up the creation of the internet, intergalactic communication system. And you go read what it is, okay? And I'll get to that later. Now, I'm not the one that names this stuff. We have so much other news as well. In all the polls, in all the races, and in all the primaries, the communists, democratic socialists is what they are, who literally want to violent overthrow of the country, they are winning. And now in all the polls, socialist top MAGA candidates. And that is because of the disastrous behavior of the Trump administration in the last year. And there's still time for them to turn this around, but not much. So we're going to be getting to all of that today. Now, let me set the table for what we're doing this hour and some of the next, because this is important. And I know everything we cover is important, and I respect you being here and watching, and I appreciate you, and I'm asking you to please send the live feed at Real Alex Jones out and alexjoneslive.com/show and tell everybody this is forbidden information, this is sensitive information, they don't want you to know it, please share it. Let me just set the table with this. The leftist corporate media is just trying to ignore what Trump released last night, that is NSA, CIA documents, voter records, smoking gun documents, tens of thousands of pages. We have been so on this and so close to this and so close to lawyers and investigators. In pieces, we have covered all of this and everything he says is true, and no one's even denying that it isn't accurate. Just damning information, China trying to trigger a civil war, funding all the anti-white garbage, fake mail-in ballots being shipped in. Remember, they got caught in Pennsylvania and everywhere in 2020. We already knew that, but it was even vans pulling in at 1 a.m. with Chinese drivers and aircraft landing, you know, at the airports with them. I mean, we already knew this. And postal drivers pulling up and Chinese men are, you know, unloading things onto the postal thing. And the guy looks and it's all for Biden. We have all that. But it's the president up there going over these hundreds of bullet points. He could have talked for 3 hours. And my only frustration is he would just say something. And a lot of times the way they told the president, it was a little bit watered down, but he still delivered better than I thought. The only thing that wasn't completely accurate is it's worse than he said. Okay. And at the White House, they created the election integrity site. It's all there. Everybody's trying to process it. We got to crowdsource this like we did the Epstein files. Just dig into it. It is incredible. But we fed it all into Grok and to ChatGPT and got similar answers. I spot-checked Grok and ChatGPT. Grok was a little bit more accurate, but even ChatGPT was like, no, this is all real. This is true. And I've got those breakdowns right here. So this is huge. Then you have ABC and a bunch of other networks, NBC, not even carrying it. CBS and others cutting away as soon as he said election fraud. And you are under the FCC regulations. When the president doesn't address, they're supposed to carry it. Trump is talking about taking away their broadcast licenses and all of that. And I mean, I don't think that's the right move. The right move is to point out the censorship and to do more press conferences and more events on this and call on the independent media that's much bigger than the corporate media to focus on this key information. Now, the other big problem is because of the cover-up of Epstein and because of all the sweetheart deals and insider trading going on that the Trump admin's been doing, because Trump supporters, on average, are moral people of integrity, they're so outraged at Trump that a lot of people are saying, I don't care, I don't want to hear about it, I want to see the Epstein files. Or, hey, why didn't you talk about Israel controlling our elections, which is true. But there's competing interest, and China is one of the dominant ones, if not been the dominant one. Israel's making such a out-of-control, bum-rush move right now. I've been saying for months, Israel is now the main election integrity problem because they buy people off at the candidate level and spend tons of money on the elections and on propaganda. But China, working with the deep state, and this came out with the NSA that covered it up with the CIA, and Trump released all that, as we told you years ago, that was going on. China when it comes to outright putting their thumb on the scale, flipping votes, stealing, sending in fake ballots. They hit from a lot of angles. They are the ones that outright have been stealing regional, local, and national elections. Yeah, and you say, well, how did Trump win a few years ago? As we told you with the numbers, the math, an overwhelming mass landslide is a huge red wave coming in. The fraud is, let's say, a 100-foot seawall. Well, if the tsunami is 110 feet tall, it makes it over. There's only 10 to 15%, depending on the state, the worst ones are about 15, baked in of fraud. And you can't flip numbers at a certain point if someone has a huge majority because the math doesn't add up. And they still tried it in some of the elections. That's why you'll see more people voting than there are registered voters and things like that in Wisconsin. It's incredible. So I get people's frustration. But when most of what I saw on X was not going, oh, look how these documents, look how incredible this is. Look how it meshes with these investigations and these videos of what happened in the states where they stole it. Oh, my God, total proof. We need these people to be indicted. Instead, it's all, oh, really? Look at all the executives that are Jewish. Oh, look at Israel spending money on our elections. We know that. We just shot down the NDAA, Israel taking over the military. They'll try again. We've got to be able to deal with Israel trying to take over, China trying to take over, BlackRock and the Rothschilds, kind of similar as Israel, kind of the same group. But, I mean, again, folks, this is really simple when you pull back and aren't emotional about it. It's like Syrian girl, really smart lady, you know, chemist, scientist. And I was like, wow, J.D. Vance came out and admitted that, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was U.S. and Israeli intelligence. She should have said MI6 as well, because that top super level, the Trial Commission, you're in all of them. And she goes, no, it's Israel. It's Israel's the one running it. And I went, no, I'm not saying he wasn't mainly Mossad, and then Maxwell that he took the family business over from was buried with Mossad honors. And yes, we understand he's first and foremost Israeli operative, but it's just amazing to have Vance coming out and saying all that. That's why there's a cover-up. As I told you when Trump got reelected, I said, I've been told because it's CIA Mossad, MI6 is going to get covered up, national security. And, of course, that happened. And she just kept saying, but no, it's Israel. It's like three guys can rob a bank and all equally be guilty for robbing the bank. Just because you get all three of the guys that robbed the bank doesn't take away from the guy you really don't like that robbed it. Okay? Does that make sense? You can run out on the highway and get hit by one car and spin around, another one runs you over. It doesn't take away from the other car that hits you. And I know most of you are like, yeah, we understand that. No, there's a lot of people that they get target psychosis, where they just get on one thing and pattern recognition, and then they cannot see other threats. And it's very, very frustrating. And again, those of you that have this imprint on you of being brainwashed by your own obsession are going to say, oh my God, there he is trying to get us not to look at Israel. That's not what I'm doing. This is historic. Communist China has 1.5 billion people. They control rare earth minerals. They control most of the chip making. They had bought off most of the Democratic Party. Confucius centers in all the major cities and universities run by the government of China. They have been set up by the globalists and the Rockefellers to be the Chinese century. The CFR said for decades, America's done. Our jobs were all shipped there on purpose. They're the main national adversary of the United States and the dollar and all the rest of it. And as much as I don't like our corrupt system and all of it, we lose the dollar, folks. We are going to be a hellhole of debt and corruption and just nightmare scenario. And those of you know, us that are skilled and hardworking, whatever, I'll be able to go to another country and I'll be all right. But most people are going to be in a living hell. Okay, so I'm literally, China is the main adversary. Russia is not. It's a total distraction. You've heard all the top generals on the show and experts and intelligence heads agreeing with me. This is not even debatable. And that's why I've said Israel trying to take us over openly, not as foreign policy, is terrible, and it's even worse because it's become a giant distraction in a multi-front war that we were barely starting to win in intelligence and jobs and industry and soft power with China. And now Israel has drug us down in Pew and Gallup polls that came out yesterday. Israel's the most unpopular country in the world, and we've gone from being overall very popular to now being barely popular. We're almost below 50. Saw those polls yesterday. Those are accurate. And people ask, it's us associated with Israel, Gaza, the Iran thing, all of it. You say, well, why we don't care about being popular? It feeds into our soft power and the dollar and being able to get things done around the world. It's important, particularly if we're going to be a protectionist, isolationist system. And I just think, really, America first. I don't go to the level of calling it isolationism. I think that term's loaded. But no, it's important, okay? So, yeah, Israel is the big problem. Because it is the most powerful taking over the country and the government right now. And a huge distraction from China that, since Israel sucked us down into this, China was losing against us barely. Now they're winning. And by the way, I have the analysis right here. I was already thinking this morning and saw it in high-level analysis. Financial Times, you name it, who is the big enemy publications. But they're reporting to their own people what's going on. So let me explain it this way. Trump could be the worst person in the galaxy, okay? Just for hypothetical reasons, let's just say he's the devil, okay? If we have election fraud with a foreign government allied with elements of the deep state, the Democratic Party, through Venezuela, with the majority of the voting machines we use, engaged in stealing elections, that is a form of coup. That is a form of dictatorship of a plutocracy of bureaucrats and corporations allied with communist China. And so remove Trump out of the equation and the fact that you're mad at him. Focus on foreign powers. I know for a lot of people, China's a trillion miles away. It's not. It's 15,000 miles away. And it is milking us in the welfare and the anchor babies and just every other scam there is. China is shipping in the precursors for the drugs that are killing us. China is absolutely at war with us, and they admit they're at war with us. So, and I know most of you are like, Alex, you're telling us 2 plus 2 equals 4. We know this. We agree. I know. I care about the lost sheep, which are 20, 30, 40% of MAGA, former MAGA, conservatives, whatever you want to call them, need to understand that this is a big deal. Now, I know what the real criticism is and what the smart people are saying. It's not, oh, don't worry about China. They're not an issue. They're not trying to trigger a civil war. They're not funding leftist organizations and groups, which they are. It's all Israel, Israel, because Israel's doing a bunch of the same stuff and sells our secrets to China. No, that's another reason they shouldn't merge with the Pentagon. The big real criticism of Trump and where he just drives me off a cliff here mentally, I want to pull my hair out, that's why there's none left, is he's got Todd Blanche, a Democrat Party lawyer that sabotaged everything as the acting AG who's deep-sixed all this stuff, and I've confirmed people in the DOJ, it's him, and you see it in the news, and Trump's up there, get it done, indict, go after him. Do all, he's trying to get voter ID. The SAVE Act finally passed the House. Now it's going to pass the Senate. Trump legitimately knows this is important. He's really trying. But then because Todd Blanche lies to him and kisses his ass, he leaves him right there. So where are the indictments? You have NSA officials, CIA officials in the emails confirmed, released by Tulsi Gabbard, given to Trump back in November, presented to him. And she gets run out. And it takes Trump 7-8 months to finally have this event. Should have been doing it back then. Where are the indictments? You have NSA and CIA officials by name, so arrogant, I've got the emails right here, that they're saying we're not going to tell Trump about the Chinese and about the shipping in the ballots and stealing the voter registration rolls and accessing the computers and flipping the votes. And you saw that same graph in the 5 battleground states, where they close the voting, they claim, they stop the counting, they cover the windows, vans pull in, Chinese men unload boxes of ballots, and then you see Biden go from being lower than Trump with the organic curve to popping up above him. Let's pull up the famous F graph, where it's organic, curve, and then bloop, 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 bloop. And back at the time it came out, we had FBI whistleblowers at the time, high level, counter-espionage, counter-terrorism, say they were investigating China and they had them dead to rights. And we had whistleblowers in the Democratic Party. There's still some people in there that are like, whoa, this is spying. and the FBI higher up killed it. That's all in here. They need to be indicted. The senior FBI, the senior NSA, the senior CIA. And you could say, well, they're so corrupt it'll never happen. Well, we have to hammer this home, and we have to discredit these machines, and we have to get rid of them. France doesn't have machines, and their election closes every time by midnight because it's all counted at the precinct. Everybody counts it, hand counts it on paper. It's put on a board. Then the local group of precincts put them together, and you know that number, and everybody can see it transparently. So the way they rig elections is they indict or arrest anybody that's a forerunner, that's a patriot. That's how the EU operates. Oh, you won the election in Romania? We'll just arrest you and say null and void. Because they got paper ballots. So they just cut right to, your ass is arrested. Like Le Pen and others. So I just hit one thing here about the FBI and the NSA and the CIA, and we have the emails. But we knew back at the time. We have all the sources, all the lawyers, the people on the ground. It's what we do. And so that's how Patrick Byrne came on a couple days ago and told you exactly what Trump would do. And he did it. And he went 95% of where Patrick wanted him to go. A few things he didn't hammer on as hard as he should. But he laid it out. The smoking gun, smoking gun, smoking gun, smoking gun. I was going to play a bunch of clips of this, but the best thing to do is just cut the first 5 minutes of Trump hyping up the country and being a cheerleader for the stock market, which I get he does, and it's a good thing, and it's been mitigating, you know, the Strait of Hormuz being closed and the problems. It's not been as bad because of his cheerleading and, quite frankly, his BSing, which I'm not endorsing, but constantly saying the Strait's open and oil prices are low has been keeping him from going too high. He's like a 70 Sam jumping up on top of it, trying to keep, you know, the geyser from exploding under him. I don't know how long he can do it, but he's not completely done it, but he's held it down some. But this is a big deal. So the best thing to do is I'm just going to air the meat and potatoes, the last two-thirds of the speech when we come back. And just know that I'm going to go over all the documents. Everything he's saying is true, except it's worse. And General Flynn pointed out, he said, based on what the POTUS presented, and they released the documents, they released the goods this evening about our corrupt elections, the CIA, NSA directors during the first term should immediately be arrested for treason. Our lead producer, Scott, spent hours last night and this morning feeding it all through Grok, the documents, and Grok came back and said, yeah, this is all accurate. Well, I don't even need Grok because I spot-checked a bunch of it and we already knew it all. I'm not saying, oh, we already knew it all, we're smart. I'm saying, it's real, it's bad, and it's a foreign global coup against us, so forget Trump. This ain't about him. It's about our damn country, people! The Chi-Coms are a major enemy, and that doesn't take away from you jacking off to hating Israel. And screw them, too. We'll be right back. Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure. and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexshowstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well, because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Another word. Another time. A foreign government has been proven to be stealing our elections and trying to trigger a civil war.
Another word.
That is a huge issue.
His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And there are a lot of things going on here. China is cut and dry, it's smoking gun, and it's our own government and the Democrats predominantly going along with this, and a lot of Republican neocons helping cover it up and the FBI covering it up. And those of us that are informed already knew all of this in pieces, but it's the president out there releasing the documents from the NSA, from the CIA, from the DOJ, with the senior people sitting around saying, we're going to cover this up from Trump and the public. It's treason. And then let me show you overhead shot. This is just a smattering of what I see everywhere. I mean, this is the majority of people don't care because they're so mad at Trump. Great. This isn't about Trump. It's about our election system, our right to rule ourselves. They got the governor of California here, and it says, damn, that's crazy. Let's see those Epstein files. It's actually Patrick Bateman. So people are saying, yeah, we want Epstein files. We want Epstein files. Great. We keep pushing to get the rest of them. We already got a bunch of them. And then there's this. Oh, you're saying China is trying to control our media and our elections. Look at all these Jewish people. What does that have to do with China trying to foment violence and funding these groups? So you do have an alliance with the corporate media and the Chinese. This very corporate media didn't carry Trump's speech. NBC, ABC, all of it. So people are like, oh, we don't care about China. They're not a threat. One of the biggest criticisms I get is, oh, Jones is covering up for Israel every time I go, oh, look, China has 98% of our rare earth minerals. We got to move in and get that. I told you this for decades. Now it's a huge issue. Got to have it for everything. We were strategically set up by our own elites not to have control of that. Trump's changed that now. Now China's got about 90% control in just his first term. In this one, he got some earth minerals operating again. That's a good thing. Whether you love Trump or hate him, that's a good thing he did. We should support that. So, again, I'm harping on this because this is about our elections. This is about fraud. This is true. This is real. And yeah, we're mad about Trump joining in on the Epstein cover-up. And yeah, we're mad about him being Israel first and getting us into this war that's hurting the economy and the world and so much more and so dangerous. Yeah, we harp on that all day. But China is a major threat and is buying off many of your local politicians. I mean, Tim Walz, 100% on their payroll. Nancy Pelosi, you know all about it. Feng Fang and Swallows Well and all of it. Mitch McConnell's wife. I mean, these are Chi-Com agents. And they're getting caught bringing bioweapons in and the precursors to fentanyl and all of it. And so I talk about China. That's where our main military is pointed at. That's who says they're at war with us. That's a big deal. And again, people are like, oh, yeah, don't say they're manipulating our media while you're covering up for the Jews. And it's that exact same corporate media wouldn't carry his speech. What it is a consortium of anti-Americans. The CFR for decades said the new century, the 21st century, will be the Chinese century. America's over. America's done. And Trump's first term, Larry Fink at Davos, while Trump was there, said, oh, China and us will defeat America. America's done. Remember all that? Till Trump jerked his chain and it put a bunch of executive power in that had always been there but wasn't being used. And now BlackRock's sitting up like a trained SEAL saying, what do I do? And the states are suing and winning against them. We're having victories. We're winning battles. We haven't won the war, but we shouldn't be demoralized here. So here's a clip talking about Trump wants to pull the license of ABC and NBC and all the rest of it because they didn't carry a speech. And technically, if you look at the war powers and the COG laws Congress passed, Trump can do that. But I don't think those are constitutional laws. ABC's desert, their payment is that they have almost no viewers because people know they're full of crap. The answer is protect the independent media, promote the independent media. Trump goes on, Elon Musk has 1 billion listeners, didn't ever do it again. Over 1 billion people clicked on it, listened to it. But he loves Fox News with 2 million viewers on average. He loves CNN with an average of 100,000 viewers or less. But what we do is we say, okay, here's the speech they don't want you to see, and then here's the backup documents proving all of this. We don't just have the documents, their own documents admitting internally they did this. That's how arrogant they are. We have all the local investigations and the witnesses and the videos and the FBI agents blowing the whistle and the U.S. Postal Service drivers and everything. We have it all. We have the mules going to the safe houses and going to delivering hundreds of ballots into the drop boxes with the fake signatures. We have them. But remember in 2020, the courts, 2021, they're like, no proof was ever shown. They would never let evidence be put on. This is about getting control of our voting systems again. This is about getting rid of these machines. This is a major front and center top issue. Right up there with not having Israel run us and not having AIPAC primary whoever they want and not having Israel merge with the military and getting out of this Iran war. It's right up there at the very top with that issue and ending the Ukraine war that could get us all killed. And I just harp on this because it is huge. This is such a big deal. And it's not getting the attention it deserves because of the outlets that have the audiences. Most people are like, well, I want to be so pure, I'm going to say I don't care about this because Epstein files. Two separate issues. This is about the election integrity and the sovereignty of our country. It doesn't take away from Trump doing bad things, and we're mad at Trump, to say this is important, a foreign government doing this. It's that simple. I know most of you agree with me, but I just really am trying to get other people out there to use their brains. Here's a clip about Trump wanting to pull their licenses.
In a rare move, NBC and ABC fake news have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about. because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason. They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion dollar assets.
And the only problem is that Trump has discredited himself so much that now he's no longer the underdog targeted by the system. He's seen as just a corrupt kingpin. And so the messenger comes and tells you the truth on this, and people say, I don't care because of the messenger. Hey, forget the messenger. It's what is in the contents. And Trump is absolutely right on his presentation last night. So let's, again, I'm not going to play the whole thing because the first 5-6 minutes he just was hyping up the economy and things. Some of it was true, some of it wasn't. But when it came to the election fraud, it's all 100%. I got all the documents, all the articles, all the admissions. It's not like a CIA report or an NSA report or a Tulsi, Gabbard report on this. It's the smoking gun documents. Because they sit there on their email talking about how they're covering it up and what they did. Because they thought they were that secure. Just like the emails of, yeah, Obama ordered me to do this and Crossfire Hurricane. And they also do it to cover their ass. So it's like, oh, look, I was told to do this. You see, they use their own breadcrumbs, their own record as blackmail against the system itself and as insurance that, hey, you told me to do this. They never thought we'd have a director of national intelligence that would do what Trump said and go get it all. Because you know the NSA stores everybody's emails, everybody's phone calls, everybody's text messages. For at least 15 years, they've had enough data centers. The NSA has alone. They got like 10 huge ones in Texas. Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston. Out in the middle of nowhere, they got them. They're just sprawling football. You'll see a facility that's like the size of 50 Walmarts. And it's an NSA base. And now they're building data centers, private ones that are 48 square miles or whatever. I mean, it's just thousands of Walmarts. And it's all recorded. So they just go in. I've talked to people that didn't give me the specifics. But they say, oh, yeah, we can read everything. Everything Jack Smith said, everything Jack Smith did, they got it all. Everything, it's all there. Just like everything on you's all there. You think flock cameras are the bottom of the rabbit hole? They ain't even the entrance of the rabbit hole. There's some grass around the rabbit hole. And so they pulled it all up. Oh, and the Trump just released a bunch of it. Smoking gun. I don't want to look at that. I want to see Epstein files. We'll get you that too. Well, we're all working on that too. But this is a big enchilada. Serve you up just victory, and people are like, ah, that's spin, folks. That's mind control. That's dangerous. No, we're winning. We're going to keep pushing. And even if they don't indict any of this scum, their whole thing's exposed, the court of public opinion. It's so discredited, and there's local suits and state suits, and we're winning, and these companies are in trouble, and they're dropping their lawsuits against Mike Lindell and others, and they're getting indicted. There's been a bunch of indictments of Smartmatic and these other big companies. It's happening. In fact, there are indictments happening. Not enough, not fast enough, but it's happening. All right, let's start getting to Trump's historic speech. The part of my play is only 20 minutes long. Here it is.
America is back and doing really well, but we still have a major challenge that must be urgently addressed because no country can be great without fair and honest elections. You have to trust your country because if there can be no trust, there can be no greatness. And that's very simple. No trust, no greatness. For many years, I've called for bold, swift, and decisive action to protect the integrity of America's elections. Every American deserves to know that when they cast their vote, that vote will be counted accurately in a system, and that is to make that system secure, one where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short of that standard. Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence, revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure. This evidence shows that the election system we have dangerously exposes and really exposes, like levels never thought possible, to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference. Just as disturbingly, this vital information has for many years been covered up and hidden from you, the American people, our beautiful, our great American people. But that all changes right now. The documents we will release starting tonight have been gathered by the White House Government Transparency Task Force, a great group of people, along with the staff of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, supported by our top intelligence agency chiefs, who have all personally reviewed the findings we are presenting this evening and fully confirmed their authenticity. You can see these documents for yourself at whitehouse.gov. That's whitehouse.gov. Go check it out. Our purpose in disclosing this information is not to weaken confidence in election, but to earn that confidence by confronting vulnerabilities and correcting them very, very quickly. And that's what we're doing. The documents cover five major areas of concern. First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China has signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project. Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, in many cases, in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible. U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else, and to the best of our knowledge, they did not inform Congress. In fact, all they kept saying is, this is the most secure election in the history of our country, a standard, very pat line that was divvied out to say. The cover-up of this colossal security breach is even more disturbing in light of the additional information showing that China engaged in other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign. They did not want, and they just didn't want it. They fought like hell not to have it, Donald Trump, to win, and for good reason. As the documents we are releasing show, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, in mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements that were opposed to the U.S. president in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his reelection. Isn't that nice? Also, in mid-2018, China was working to influence the results of the U.S. midterm elections and later the results of the 2020 presidential election itself. Separately, in mid-2019, the Chinese government's strategy against the United States was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president. They wanted to just make you sound like your president wasn't so hot, when actually your president has done a great job. And they did everything possible to do exactly that. Going on, this document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the president of the United States of America. The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said. The Chinese government wanted U.S. president to lose the next election, and the reason they wanted me to lose is because they knew I was wise to them, charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs, and built the strongest military anywhere in the world. We have the strongest military anywhere in the world. These are exact quotes from the CIA reporting. The name of the person doing the quote is now under review, but it gets even worse. Raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020, yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing. These were briefings I would get almost every day. Everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election. Another official inside the FBI wrote that she was running, quote, a shadow government, unquote, to keep intelligence about China's election meddling from becoming known and to keep it away from the honorable press. Other officials who witnessed such efforts perceived the motivations to be blatantly political. Recently, we found significant numbers of burn bags in formation, and this is a group of bags that were used to destroy information given by President Barack Hussein Obama to be burned. It was supposed to be burned. These bags were supposed to be at a different level by different people, incinerated and checked, but it never happened. Maybe we got lucky. We believe this was not done on purpose, but rather through gross incompetence of the people that were supposed to burn the bags. But the findings are stunning. Today, I'm asking the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA to investigate how and why such crucial information was hidden, to fire those involved in the cover-up, and to file criminal charges, if appropriate, against these people. Yet concealing China's meddling was only the beginning. The third set of documents we are releasing proves that for many years, Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure, including electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems, dishonest.
Let's stop there. Almost all. There's about 8 minutes left, and then I'm going to go through the hardcore documents quickly. So I'm going to be getting back into this with Patrick Byrne in the third hour today. Had a special guest in the fourth hour. But this is historic, and the way Trump's just reading it off, it sounds bad enough, but it's far worse. And it's total proof. And, of course, I know what you're saying, and it's totally legitimate. Where are the indictments? Where are the arrests? We have it all. And Trump needs to look in the mirror and know it's Todd Blanche. And it's that simple. All right, we're going to go to break. Remember, the corporate media censored this speech. They censored this information. That's why broadcasts like this are so essential. That's why I'm very thankful for all of you that share the articles, the videos, the video feeds at AlexJonesLive.com. The deep state, the CIA, they've all fought and spent hundreds of millions of dollars on record trying to sue us out of existence. That's how much they hate this broadcast. That's how much they hate you being able to share AlexJonesLive.com, people actually hearing this and seeing this. As we expose all of our major adversaries, the UN, the Chi-Coms, the Israel Firsters, all the special interests, the mad scientists wanting new viral releases, new lockdowns, all the wars are trying to start, the Big Brother systems, the AI takeover, we're fighting it all. And the propaganda wouldn't be necessary, and them trying to shut us down wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. It's not. But you've got to support those that tell the truth, and we need your financial support. We make it very easy. We want you, when you financially support, to get great things that are wonderful, that you love, that you get addicted to in a good way. That's why you need to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get our methylene blue, get our bovine colostrum, and now we have the liquid turmeric, the strongest on the market. We already have the pills, 95% humanoid, incredible anti-inflammatory, so good for your whole body. The liquid is super concentrated with concentrated ginger and pepperdine that, on record, supercharged turmeric. Take it under the tongue for maximum absorption. It's liquid, so it's way better than the pills. Even though the pills are the strongest out there, the only way to get better is liquid. This is super concentrate. Get yours for 30% off right now, introductory offer at thealexjonesstore.com. And there are almost 1,000 different designs of T-shirts and ball caps at thealexjonesstore.com. And some are decent designs. A lot are excellent. Some are the very best out there. I wanted the widest selection. The only problem is it's obnoxious. So we got some bestseller sections and things. We have the new summer line with just the, I designed this. I love it. Just a Betsy Ross flag. It says Rebel Scum since 1776. Make Orwell fiction again. Less 1984, more 1776. We've got great tank top wife beaters now. We got women's tank tops. Oh, this dress shirt with the Betsy Ross flag. Super lightweight, super high quality, super low cost. Now we got shorts, boxer shorts, and I don't mean like boxer underwear, you know, like boxer style exercise shorts. I love them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So many great designs. We have the silver coin selling out, the fundraiser coin for the anniversary. We have this new shower filters, highest rating for taking out the toxins at an incredibly low price. It's all there, so please stand with us as we stand for you, as we stand together. Take action now. It's the only way we fail is if you don't take action. At TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two is right ahead. America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum since 1776. And the designs just get better from there. And they fund the second American Revolution happening right now. Because our Revolutionary War never really ended. We're just one continued arc, the flower of the Renaissance, challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum, we are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980-style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, make Orwell fiction again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Bigley, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.